to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 127. And I wanted to, before we get into today's topic, I wanted to mention a post by one of the listeners, one of the users, Michelle, posted on our Facebook page. A Super Mario Brothers cover by the band Mr. Bungle.
Okay.
And I just thought this was a really neat post because it was a neat clip because it's from 1991, and obviously there's a lot of there's been tons of rock bands that cover video game music. You see a lot of them sprout up and sort of the early 2000s, a little bit in the late 90s, but seeing a rock band cover video game music in 1991, I think was pretty unusual.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
And so, as the listener Michelle pointed out, that this might have been an inspiration for other rock bands to cover video game music.
Right.
And of course, there was also orchestral renditions of video game music in the 80s, but as far as like a rock band doing, more of a rock cover of video game music, that seems pretty unique at the time. So I think it's a cool clip to check out. You can check that out on our Facebook page, Legacy Music Hour. Find it on Facebook, and it's a post from Michelle, Mr. Bungle, doing the Mario Brothers medley, Super Mario Brothers medley.
Oh, very nice.
And of course, if people don't know, Mr. Bungle was Mike Patton's project that he was doing at the same time as Faith No More, and he was involved with a lot of projects. But anyway, so do you have anything to mention?
Yes, I got an interesting tweet that I saw from at Tinpot Gamer.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
On March 30th,
uh-huh.
Which was just this past weekend.
Yes.
You know what was released in 1989?
What's that?
Gambare Golf Boys.
Oh, is that true?
Yes. March 30th, 1989. And that was from at Tinpot Gamer, who called that out to me.
That's
so
fine.
Obviously a user that is in the know.
Right.
Just thought I'd give Tinpot Gamer a shout out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good. And also I wanted to just mention, I've been playing some video games lately. I beat Super Mario RPG. It's fine. It's an okay game.
Okay.
It's all right.
Okay.
You know, I'm not... I wouldn't hardcore recommend it to... I mean, I wouldn't push that like I'd push Earthbound, but it was cute and fun. And I mean, it was there's some non-role-playing game elements to it too, so... and also, I played this game called... I got the Super Game Boy recently.
Right.
And a friend of mine gave me this Game Boy game called Donkey Kong, which is sort of... It's based on the original Donkey Kong for the arcade... but they kind of expanded on it, and it's 101 unique levels, and it's actually more of a puzzle game actually than but I mean it's like a puzzle platformer situation, and it's pretty good, and I got through that game as well, and completed that one.
Nice.
So that's what I've been up to gaming wise, but I've got so much. I'm so backed up. I've got so much to play. I gotta play TurboGrafx 16. I got Bonk's Adventure and Keith Courage to worry about. I got Plock on Super Nintendo to deal with. I got Alex Kidd and Miracle World and Sega Master System. I just got a ton of stuff to work on. I'm behind schedule on my workload here.
Right, right. Well, what do you say we get started with episode 107?
Sounds good. So as Rob just hinted at, the topic of today's episode is Taito, the company Taito, which we did a focus on episode 47. We're doing this is a return to Taito. And, Taito, they developed a lot of games, but they also published a lot of games that they did not develop. And so we'll be hearing from games that were, from both. Games that they developed and games that they didn't develop. And then in some cases, games they partially developed.
What about Double Dragon? Would you have considered that legit?
I don't think that's a Taito game. Or maybe one of them.
One of the renditions is published.
Uh-huh, yeah, maybe one of them was. Yeah, that would have been fine.
Well,
but I don't think the original one was.
No,
I think
no,
the original was Trade West published it, and it was developed by Technos, you know.
Yeah, Technos.
So, I think anything that was published by Taito's is fair game, just because they published so many games. It wasn't like, I mean, Taito has a very unique sound. Well, I mean, if they have a unique sound, it's because of Zuntata,
sure,
and their in-house composers, you know, for the games they develop. But they publish so many other games that I think it's fair to play those games as well on these episodes, kind of in the same way that, you know, whatever, in a similar Bandai kind of fashion. Whereas Konami, for example, they didn't publish a ton of stuff that they didn't develop, you know. And so I thought like for the Konami episode, it would be better to stick to stuff that they only developed, just to get that Konami, see if there's any kind of Konami sound that we can gauge from that.
Right.
But anyway, all right, so let's start it off. Taito, I'm going to start with a game that we have heard from before on the podcast, Panic Restaurant. The music here is composed by Hirohiko Takayama, and this is developed by a company called EIM, and this was so this is not developed by Taito, but it was published by them. This came out for the Nintendo Entertainment System, and we're going to hear Stage 3, which they all have like, it's like appetizer or dessert. I actually have to look this up to see what, you know, what part in the course it is.
Okay.
I mean, what course it is in the meal.
Right.
But this is Stage 3 from Panic Restaurant on our Taito Focus on the Legacy Music Hour.
All right.
Music from Panic Restaurant for the Nintendo, and this is music composed by Hirohiko Takayama. This is Stage 3 Salad. This is the salad course,
mm-hmm,
of the meal.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I think it's time for a little Kickmaster.
Okay.
Kickmaster.
Right.
The composers for this are Yusuke Takahama and Nobuyuki Shioda. And this is a kid/Taito game.
Right, so kid developed it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Let's see here. I know I played a track from this back in one of our free plays.
Yeah.
But I would like to revisit this again. So here's a Taito track for you. We'll be right back. Kickmaster kicking things off for my set.
Uh-huh.
And that is from Yusuke Takahama and Nobuyuki Shioda. Love that heavy drum. It's a rocking soundtrack. And if I may, I just want to address one of the users right now.
Yeah.
Because on our last episode, we got a comment that I took to heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, let me read it to you. And I actually think the music is very, very fitting. And I'll just let me... Let you me
want, you, okay, yeah. And you want to listen? List the user's name?
Well, I'm calling him T.O.'d Tom.
Okay. T.O.'d, okay.
Because he's T.O.'d.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the exact comment. There's been a serious lack of 8-bit music in these parts recently. Only one track this episode. 4 in 125. 3 in 124. 3 in 123. And 2 in 121. There were a decent amount of Famicom tracks in 122. But I'd love to hear some more NES, Game Boy, Master System tracks represented in future episodes. T.O. Tom. So I have adjusted my set accordingly to this one because I think I have been lacking myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think T.O. Tom will be not so T.O.'d.
he'll be P. Tom.
Well, I think maybe now he's P.S. Tom.
What does that mean?
Pleasantly surprised. Okay.
P.S. Tom. But yeah, okay, yeah. I wouldn't have read it like that. But you were reading it to fit the music?
I chose to read it like that.
Sure, sure.
I don't think he meant to write it like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
That's not what he meant it to sound like.
Well, sure, sure. Well, I have picks from all over the place. I got, 8-bit tracks. I've got 16-bit tracks.
Oh, hey, you want a T.O. Tom again?
No, I think he'll be... what would you call it? I don't know. D Tom?
D Tom?
I mean, I don't know.
Delighted?
No, E.O. Tom. E.O. Tom.
Excited over joyed.
Equal opportunity, Tom.
Equal.
It's going to be like different. It's like different platforms here,
okay,
I think.
Sure.
All right. So next up, we're going to hear from a Genesis game.
Okay.
Called Space Invaders 91. All right. In Japan, this came out in 1990, so it was called Space Invaders 90 for Mega Drive.
Right.
But by the time it came out in North America, it was Space Invaders 91. Now, Space Invaders, I don't know if you know about it, but that's a special game for Taito. It was probably their first big hit, It was the original Space Invaders,
Okay.
So that was one of their first, big hits, sort of second generation hits. And so this is this is kind of like a tribute game to their real I don't know, what do you want to call that? Their pride and glory? Is that what?
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with that.
So the composer on this is unknown, and we're gonna hear rounds 3, 8, and 15. And again, this is from Space Invaders 91 for the Sega Genesis on our Taito Focus. We'll be right back. Space Invaders 91. This is rounds 3, 8, and 15. And you know what? Actually, this is not an unknown composer. It's Noriyuki Iwadare did the music to this, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is pretty cool, huh? It's got this sort of slap bass situation going on and just some really cool drums. And like, I love those drums, actually, you know? It's just really kind of just jamming, you know? I love the end, too. The end is really... It almost sounds like the cymbals are ringing at the end here. Listen. And I love how the drums come in, like, right here. Love that. I love how the drums came in like that. There's the one hit and then the second hit and then boom, they come in. You know, this is a cool track, I think.
You know what, those the drums are almost identical to, have you seen the movie Bloodsport?
Yes.
Do you remember the main song, the Kumite song?
No.
Oh. That's the same style of drums.
Uh-huh.
I fought to survive. Kumite. There's drums. There's great drums like that.
Yeah. I like how these drums just start building up too, like this right here. Yeah, right here. It's awesome. So awesome right there. And it's just, you got this really kind of cool slap bassing situation. It's just good. Very good. Noriyuki Iwadare.
Okay, let's see here. I will be going Parasol Stars. The Story of Bubble 3.
Three.
You got it.
This is a Taito developed.
Yes.
Game.
Taito.
Oh, and by the way, Space Invaders was too, you know.
I have a track for you here. I don't have a composer. Mm-hmm. Unknown. But I hope you will enjoy this selection. All Stars, the Story of Bubble 3.
Bubble Bobble, of course, another hit for Taito, you know?
No
doubt. Another, you know, series that, or franchise that was popular for Taito. You know?
Sure.
Not to mention Darius, the Darius games, you know? Darius.
It's a little Spanish, really.
I guess Taito's best known for Space Invaders, Darius, and Bubble Bobble, or / Bust a Move stuff. Puzzle Bobble.
Puzzle Bobble.
Bubble Bobble.
Right.
What else are they? What else are some of their favorite? They're big hits. Maybe the Roston stuff. Roston.
Sure, I guess you can make an argument for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe Arkanoid. Maybe, yeah.
No doubt.
Okay, so let's see here. Next up, we're gonna hear from Bakusho Jensei Gekijo 3. This is a board game, a video game board game. And it's sort of a Japanese version of the game of life,
okay.
The board game Life.
Right.
And this is a Famicom release. This is music composed by Kenichi Kamio. And this is developed by Act Japan, published by Taito. We're going to hear Title Screen from Bakusho Jensei Gekijo 3. Music from Bakusho Jensei Gekijo 3 from composer Kenichi Kamio, and that was the title screen.
Nice. I like it. It's good. Good that it ends.
Right, man.
Closure. Okay, it's time for a little cartoon.
Okay.
Jetsons.
Yeah.
Robots Panic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch this cartoon as a child?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It had its moments.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Sure. No Looney Tunes, but it had its heyday.
Well, I mean, you know, it's Hanna-Barbera, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're a fan of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, you know.
Probably not as much as more of a Warner Brothers.
Sure, yeah, I know.
Type of
well, you know, I don't know if I recognized it as much when I was a younger kid, but definitely when I was older, I started to recognize that the Hanna-Barbera animation was looked cheaper. You know, it was stiff. That it was stiffer, and the mouths were the only thing that moved, and
right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Like the Disney and Warner Brothers was much more fluid in the animation style. But then when I was in college, actually, I took this animation course. And it wasn't, on practical. It was like a sort of historical class about animation.
Oh, okay.
And I found out that style of where the cartoons are more stiff, that was actually an intentional thing that started as a movement sort of against Disney and and Warner Brothers, you know, that it was, or something like that, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, whatever. Maybe that's just an excuse to do easier animation.
Okay. Well, I have Jetsons Robots Panic
mm-hmm.
for the Game Boy, composer Yoshio Watanabe.
Thank you.
Jetsons Robots Panic Game Boy.
It's actually the Jetsons, just saying.
The Jetsons.
Just to clarify.
Okay.
It's actually Mr. Jetsons to you.
Before we cut out, before the song played, I was speaking, but I was only moving my mouth. I was trying to see if you were catching that, if you would catch that.
I thought you were just being mysterious.
Oh.
You know?
I was being a Hanna-Barbera tune. Mm-hmm. It's a fun track. I like this.
All right, up next, I'm going to move on to an arcade game. Okay?
All right.
Just trying to... fill my diversity quota, you know?
Okay.
And I'm not trying to fill a diversity quota, but well, I genuinely wanted to play something from this game.
Okay.
Which happens to be an arcade game. Liquid Kids, otherwise known as Mizubaku Daiboken or Mizbox Adventure.
All right.
Which we heard from before on the water episode. I think it was episode 65. The music here is composed by Kazuko Umino, who was a member of Zuntata, Taito's in-house band. We're going to hear stage one, which is called Let's Get On, We're Friends. There's exclamation points, too,
okay.
All over that, too.
Okay, so all right.
There's one exclamation point after Let's Get On and two after We're Friends. So, this is music from Liquid Kids. Let's Get On, We're Friends. Liquid Kids, music composed by Kazuko Umino, this is for the arcade. This is called Let's Get On, We're Friends, Stage 1.
Hey, there's a lot of silliness going on here.
Mm-hmm. I like this part right here.
Is that a machine gun or a typewriter?
Oh yeah, no, there's a lot of... It sounds like toys and stuff or something.
You know, it's
like
funny.
That.
We were talking about cartoons. This is.
Oh yeah, this sounds like cartoon music.
Sounds like a very cartoony.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe with more fluid animation.
Right.
There's a part coming up here at the end that I really like a lot. It's coming up right here. I really like that part right there leading up to the end of the loop. This is also a little bit of a come back to me kind of we'll have fun in the sun moment in this track too.
Right.
Did you feel that
sure.
way? It kind of gets a little pleading at one point right here. This part right here. It's coming up after this. Right here. Won't you come back to me? You know, something there, you know? Pleading. Something there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come back to me. That's good.
Well, Let's see. I will be playing another Game Boy track for you. Night Quest is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a composer, but you know what I do have?
What?
A track.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Sadness to that music.
Sure.
Play there.
Sure.
It's got kind of a some kind of 90s alternative
really
rock thing going on for me.
Interesting.
Like a Cranberries or a okay. Smashing Pumpkin slow jam.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. By the way, this game was developed by a company called Lanar, something like that.
Right.
I'm going to move back to another arcade game. Okay?
Okay.
This track is called... I mean, this game is called Dondoko Don. Dondoko Don. And this is a Japanese-only release and for the arcade. The music is composed by Masahiko Takaki, who's credited as M. Takagi. So there's a G instead of a K. And also Yasuko Yamada, who's credited as Y Yamada. So we're going to hear the round one BGM, which is called Sylvan Land. And this is another sort of kind of similar to the Liquid Kids track we heard. It's kind of on the whimsical side.
Okay.
But anyway, here you go. It's Dondoko Don for the arcade. From Dondoko Don for the arcade. This is Sylvan Land, round one BGM. Music composed by Masahiko Takaki and Yasuko Yamada.
I love a good tambourine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought of it, yeah, I guess it sounds like tambourine. I thought of it more as just
bells.
Kind of sleigh bells or something, or, you know, that sort of thing. It has a Christmassy sound to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this track, it reminds me of sort of 70s electronic music, kind of. Especially this right here. I love the bells, the tambourine coming in there.
Arkanoid, Nintendo Entertainment System. That's what I got.
Okay, sounds good.
Boom, let's jump right into it.
That's Arkanoid, it's classic.
Arkanoid.
Jump right into it.
No, dramatic pause. So this is a classic.
This game, yeah, it's classic. This is a, you know, this is, yeah, one of their classic hits. You know, they did Kix also. Q-I-X. The right. Taito did that. That's another kind of classic of theirs. Also, Jungle Hunt, they did that as well. Elevator Action, some more hits of theirs.
Usually, I've never played a game that has music to this type of situation. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
I mean, this may not even be in-game music, but usually when I've seen this type of game, where it's just the paddle and the ball, mm-hmm. there's nothing, it's just a paddle and the ball.
Huh.
I played a version of this on, Breakout. I played Breakout.
Yeah,
and then I've
totally
also,
Breakout.
I played versions on the phone as well. There's never any music.
Yeah,
so I thought that's an interesting choice.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, well, who knows? I don't know when this plays.
Well, I'm just saying, any part of the games that I've ever played that are like this.
Yeah,
there's never been any music.
Well, you know what you can do, by the way, is you can, any games you are playing that don't have music, you could just put this on.
Well, that's what
it doesn't even need to be Arkanoid.
You know, I used to play video games, and I would put music from the radio on.
Yeah.
I would do that sometimes.
Now, when you watch movies,
right.
Or now when you listen to the radio, you just put video game music on.
I play video game music on, or when I watch movies, or television, or the news, I play video game music.
Yeah.
I play video game music when I drive.
Yeah, well, of course. So do I.
That's fantastic.
We love
yes,
it. We love it. Yeah. We love it. The users love it. Everybody loves it. Next up, we're going to hear from Busta Move. Remember Young MC?
Yeah, and Busta Move.
Young MC,
yeah.
Busta Move. We're going to hit it. Here we go.
Right.
Remember the Pepsi commercial?
That was a feel-good rap back then.
Yeah, that was a wholesome rap.
That's Will Smith. Parents just don't understand. Still wholesome, though.
So we're going to hear the Super Nintendo version of Busta Move. This is music composed by Kazuko Umino, who we heard from earlier doing the Liquid Kids music. She's credited as Karu in this, and she composed and arranged this for the Super Nintendo. But also credited is Yasuko Yamada, who just composed it. I think Yasuko Yamada and Kazuko Umino both composed for the arcade version of Busta Move, and then Kazuko Umino adapted it to the Super Nintendo. So we're going to hear Bubble Bustin'.
Oh.
From Busta Move. From Bust a Move, otherwise known as Puzzle Bobble, for the Super Nintendo, music composed by Kazuko Umino and Yasuko Yamada. This is Bubble Bustin'.
Bubble Bustin'.
Doesn't this kind of remind you of, you know, Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid, you know?
I can hear that.
I mean, particularly at the end, though, you know? It's like this part right here. You know this part? The sky is greener. You don't need the mud, no steak. You know, whatever. You know what I mean? Doesn't it sound like...
Okay, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Did you see that movie?
Yeah. It's good.
You like
good
it?
Stuff,
you
good stuff. Good
like
stuff, yeah.
Sounds like Under the Sea, right? I think.
The xylophone, no doubt, adds that.
Because something is greener.
Oh, you're the crab.
I was trying to be.
Right.
The lobster, isn't it?
Lobster, right.
Watch this part at the end right here. Sky is greener. Something or whatever.
Bust a Move. I like that. You remember Young MC's raps?
Well, I remember that one. Bust a Move.
Well, I mean, those are the days of Feel Good Rap. I mean, he had a song about school and going to the principal's office.
Oh, did he? Did Young MC?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know, that's not so different than my troll rap in that one episode.
Uh huh.
Remember my Feel Good troll rap?
Yeah, right.
About math and troll hair.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. You're the same. You're cut from the same seed.
Right.
Or whatever.
The same young MC'd.
Sorry, start calling you Young F.
Oh, we're cut from the same young MC'd.
Yeah. Cut from the same MC'd, yeah. The same young MC'd, yeah, sure.
Okay. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is a movie, of course.
Sure.
That was the first Indiana Jones movie that I saw.
Oh, you didn't see the
I didn't
first
see it in order. No. Uh-huh. I saw that one first.
Well, I think I did see it in order, and I will say that I think, well, as I remember, I think The Last Crusade was my favorite of all three of them. Some of the users are going to hate that comment. But
okay.
I like that one the most, Last Crusade. I think it's just a lot of fun, you know, with, you know, Sean Connery in the mix. And
sure.
I love how at the end when they ride off into the sunset, you know.
It's classic. All-time classic. And this soundtrack, to me, after listening to it, wow.
Oh yeah,
I think it's an all-time classic.
This was not developed by Taito. I think this is developed by probably Software Creations, because the composer is Tim Follin.
Tim Follin, yeah. Right? There's so many good tracks. It's going to be a surprise, and then I'm going to hit you with it.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. That is Berlin Motorcycle Escape. That is classic Fallen right there. You know that sound.
Sure.
You love that sound.
Sure. The users love it. Everybody loves it.
Hey, this music to me, hey, let's go be friends to this music.
Uh-huh. Let's get on.
Let's get on. Let's hit this again. Insanity happened right there.
You say insanity?
Insanity right there. I love that Fallen sound so much.
Mm-hmm. I like that. All right. Very good. Up next, we're going to hear from one of the Rostan games.
Okay.
One of the Rostan games. No, I'm just kidding.
That worked?
When the grass is greener. I said Rostan games. All right. So Rostan Saga 2. This is for the Sega Genesis version. This came out in the arcade as well. So this is the Genesis version. And I think that, I mean, this is definitely a Taito game, developed game. But I think for the Genesis, Opera House did kind of, you know, did the conversion on Genesis or something, I think. So the composer on this is Hisayoshi Ogura, who's, I think, was mainly the main guy in Zuntada. And he's responsible for the Darius, a lot of the Darius, the classic Darius music. We're going to hear round two, and this is kind of a deep track, I think.
Okay.
It's a sort of, there's something kind of, I don't know, there's something a little bit kind of contemplative about this track, I think, in a way. Or there's something, I don't know. And when I first heard it, I don't know, I just stick with this one. It's I don't know. I think it's kind of a thoughtful track. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what I mean by that. But, okay, this is round two from Rostan Saga 2 for the Sega Genesis. Rostan Saga 2, Round 2, music by Hisayoshi Ogura. And I don't know what I mean by contemplative track, but just because, the reason I say that is because it's kind of repetitive, you know, and then it kind of eventually moves into this, I don't know, there's some chord changes that sound kind of emotional to me, you know?
Right.
But there's just this sort of repeating lines, you know, these like I don't know. Something about it makes me think it's sort of, there's something deep about it, you know? I don't know. This part right here. I like this chord change coming up right here. Right there. That's what sold me on the track, you know?
It's like you went on a journey or something, and
well, it just
this music moved you.
Here it comes again. Something about that, that just, there's something kind of emotional about that chord change there. I like how it ends too. Something about that. It's an interesting track, I think. It's an interesting track. Rastan Saga 2.
Rastan. Big up to Rastan Saga 2.
By the way, when I was doing this motion with my hands,
yeah.
I know users can't hear this, but I was, because, you know, this character, he has a sword.
Right.
You know, he's like hitting. It's like a two-handed sword. I mean, it's two-handed. So it was one of the swords you have to hold with two hands,
yeah.
You know? So I was holding the thing with two hands.
Right. You're holding it like two. Would it be like a joint?
Yeah. Because we were, you know, kind of making a joke that it was, you know, a Rastafarian situation. And then.
Sure.
And so we were mimicking a joint situation. I was holding the joint with two hands as if, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sort of a thing.
I got that.
Sort of a thing.
Very nice. The Flintstones was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
That's true. It was sort of the complement to the Jetsons.
And
I mean, well, more like the Jetsons is the complement to the Flintstones.
Did they have that same style of animation?
Sure did.
Because I'm watching the YouTube footage of the Flintstones.
Yeah.
He's moving all over the place. He's flailing his arms. He's got all kinds of.
I mean, you're talking about the actual cartoon or the video game?
The video game.
Well, I was talking about the cartoons.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. You might think that they said, he doesn't do that much in the cartoon.
Right, right.
It's going to be smooth sailing. We don't even have to animate that.
Mm-hmm.
But they in fact did animate him.
Okay.
The composer for this track is unknown.
Wait. What game is it?
Flintstones.
For what?
Sega Genesis.
Oh, for Genesis. Okay, yeah.
Sega Genesis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will be playing Stage 2 Swimming Pool.
Okay.
What do you say we yabba dabba do it?
All right, let's take a yabba dabba dip.
Flintstones, Stage 2, Swimming Pool.
Flintstones.
It's nice little elevatory.
Uh-huh.
Jazzy.
I mean, you know, we've got an elevator episode coming up in a little bit.
Could have saved this one.
Maybe. I don't know. I actually don't know if this is that. I know it's kind of elevatory. It's not a hardcore elevator, though. No, I think it'd be fair enough. Yeah, this would be fair enough. But this is more jazzy than elevatory, I think. I think this would be fair enough, though.
Oh, excuse me.
What was a
hiccup.
Really? Was that a hiccup?
But my mouth was closed. So it was like
is
an
that real?
Inverted hiccup.
Is that real?
An inverted hiccup.
That's weird. Well, you know, we've heard from the Flintstones. We've heard from the Jetsons. Up next, let's hear from...
I believe Woody Woodpecker.
It'd be funny if you said Road Rash. No, but...
Yogi Bear. Hold on. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
That's not... Is that Hanna-Barbera?
Hold on.
I mean, now there's Woody Woodpecker, I don't think, actually.
What's the name of that that tiger?
Tony the Tiger?
Hanna-Barbera Tiger. That was always hanging around Yogi Bear. Didn't he have his own cartoon?
But you're thinking of Winnie the Pooh. You're thinking of Tigger.
Okay.
Yeah. No, next we'll be hearing... We heard from Flintstones. We heard from the Jetsons.
Yes.
Next up, we will be hearing from... The Jetsons.
Oh, the Jetsons.
It was a trick. It was kind of a trick. But this is the Nintendo game called The Jetsons Cogswell's Caper. And this is developed by Natsume, although the credits show that Iku Mitsutani and Kazuko Umino both worked on the sound for this game. So... Iku Mitsutani is a Natsume guy, and Kazuko Umino is a Taito girl.
Okay.
So I guess there might have been some sort of joint production or something, or joint development situation. But regardless, it was published by Taito. So we're gonna hear the staff role, and actually, we'll stick with staff role. So staff role from The Jetsons' Cogswell's Caper for the Nintendo Entertainment System. From The Jetsons' Cogswell's Caper for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music by Iku Mitsutani and Kazuko Umino. This is a staff role. And, in case anybody thinks, oh, this is an adapted piece of music because it's, you know, dun, 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 you know, that's the Jetsons theme song.
Okay.
They're just quoting that. Oh, I like this part right here. Well, we'll come back to it again, but it's just a quote, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think this counts as an adapted piece because it's just quoting that one little phrase Jetsons theme song, dun 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 dun. You know, but aside from that little quote, this is an original piece. You know, anyway, I just wanted to point out also this part that I like a lot here. I like this right here. It's like major. I like that a lot right there, yeah.
Very good, very good. Okay. I will be playing another Tim Fallon track.
Okay.
That Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade soundtrack was so good, I gotta hit you with another one.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Tim Fallon.
Yeah.
Groovy. Groovy.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You know, like that's what she said.
That's what B said.
That's what B said.
Hear that? That's... Tim Fallon is amazing. Just another jam.
That almost brings us to the end of our second focus on Taito Music, games developed and published by Taito.
Taito 2.
Yeah. For a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com and you can comment there as well, and you can also email us with questions and comments at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Or you can call us, 281-SONIC-91.
And if you want to participate in the weekly poll, you can send an email to legacymusichour@gmail.com with the subject 127 poll, and you can vote for your top three favorite tracks, vote them in order, and also vote for the closing track that
right.
counts as well. And so you can do that, and next week's episode is going to be launch titles. Okay, not exactly launch titles, but and this is a topic suggested by another user. Games that were released the same year that the console was released.
Right.
You know, so we'll do that for the next episode. Let's move on out to we close out with let's see here. Okay, so we're going to close with, we heard from the Jetsons, right? We heard from the Flintstones.
Yes.
To close, we'll be hearing from?
Road Rash.
The Flintstones. Okay. The original Road Rashers.
Right, right.
So this is, we didn't hear from this game yet, though. This is the Flintstones, The Surprise at Dinosaur Peak, which is a Nintendo game. And this was developed by a company called Soul. Although, again, another Taito composer pops up on this, so I don't know if this might have been another joint. I don't know. Taito might have had some part in developing this as well. But the composers on this are, there's a composer credited as S. Takahagi, which I think the S is a mistake, and it's supposed to be H, because there's a composer named Hideki Takahagi, who's the Taito composer, and that I'm pretty sure that that's the composer. And then there's also a composer listed as M. Ogata. And there is a Masafumi Ogata, but I don't think that's the same person, though. Anyway, we're going to hear Stage 1, and that's what we'll be doing to close out our Taito Focus, Taito 2, Tudo. And, the Flintstones, The Surprise at Dinosaur Peak, Stage 1. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
Our engineer is Monica Xiao. And this is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.